And today, that's what it's about. For God so loved the world. How many of you are here because for God so loved the world? I mean, you're actually here today because God so loved the world. In fact, guess what? None of us would be here today if God did not love the world. Because we wouldn't have anything to say today. Guess what we'd have to talk about? What we've done. And what we have done is not enough to arrive at heaven. But I'm glad to know that's not the case today. In fact, there's some good news. If you will, just go ahead and tell somebody in your section, we got some good news today. Now, come on, you got, this is participation, all right? In the balcony, let them know, we got some good news. Now, church, we're at the hub of what Hillview's about. We're at the hub of what Hillview's about. Our number one goal at Hillview Heights Church, we say this unapologetically, is to make sure that people are connected to the good news of Jesus Christ. That's our number one goal. Because you know what? If you change your moral behavior, but you're not saved, you're just a good person going to hell. It's not about what you change on the surface. What does it mean to worship is about what only God can change. And only Jesus Christ can change our soul. Only Jesus Christ can turn us from death to what? Life. I mean, I'm glad to know you're alive in Christ. Well, show me a little bit that you're alive in Christ. That you're alive in Christ. Now what? Now, Hillview, we're kind of loosening you up a little bit today. You know what? I laughed. Do y'all know we used to be known as a radical church? And some of you say, well, we've grown up now. I said, I hope not. If growing up means we come and we sit and we listen and we do not respond, then that's not growing up. That's growing bored. And God did not call the church to be a boring place. How many of y'all have discovered that? I'm telling you right now, this is the greatest message I know, that anybody in this room, their sin can be forgiven. And guess what? As it unfolds today, there are going to be some people that God brought today, that the Spirit is leading today to realize for the first time in their life today that for God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in who? In Him shall not do what? Perish. How many of y'all glad to know we're not going to die? We'll just go ahead and tell your neighbor, I'm not dying. Come on, tell them, I'm not dying, brother. I'm not dying. I'm not dying. I'm not perishing. I'm living. Now, I want to start there. God is about life. God is about life. It's about life. All year long, it's going to be about life. But I want you to know that as we've been praying in leadership and in the staff and in saying this, God, what do you want to do with Hillview the next 20 years? It's time for a little revival. What do you think? Because I want you to know, you got to be a part of it. You're going to hear more about that next week. You're going to be a part of it. But I was kind of laughing. I watched y'all come in. Some of y'all got disturbed that your seat had been changed. Yeah, I saw you coming here going, what are they doing now? They done rearranged the furniture. We're going to rearrange it again. You know why? Hillview, we got to do a little confession. We've gotten a little bit comfortable here. Let me challenge you. How many of y'all walk in the same way every Sunday? Park pretty close to the same parking spot. How many of y'all a little disturbed and the spirit's interrupted if somebody gets your parking spot? You walk in, how many of y'all shake hands with the same folks most of the time? Sit in the general, watch this. Even though we rearranged the auditorium, y'all found the pack you sit with. Have you noticed that? You said, all right, where's everybody else that's in a bad mood that they moved our seat? Now, hold on. I'm going to help you with something. We need for God to move our seat so that the world might understand that for God so loved the what? The world. Now, if you're a guest here, your seat has not been moved. But I want you to be aware, if we're going to follow Jesus Christ, I want you to begin to expect the unexpected. If you want something consistent, then expect God to be unpredictable. Isn't that great? God's always unpredictable. You never know what He's going to do. If I was Moses standing at the Red Sea and I had the Egyptian army coming after me and the Red Sea in front of me, I got one prayer left. God help! And what did God say, dude? He said, raise it up, Moses. And what did he do? He split the sea and he made a way. Now, I want you to know, before you can go on, you got to come to this point in your life. You and I are helpless, helpless with our own sin. You can't forgive yourself. I hear people saying this all the time, especially in the arenas of psychology and counseling and therapy. They say, preacher, I can't forgive myself. I said, you're right. You're on your way. But if I could just forgive myself, it'd all be all right. How many of y'all have ever thought that, heard that, or had somebody tell you that? I just can't forgive myself. Well, let me ask you a question. So what if you do? If you forgive yourself, where do you still stand? Same place. See, that's one of those con jobs of the devil. How many of y'all realize the devil's a con artist? He's always been a con artist, always will be a con artist, because guess what he likes to do? He likes to lie to people. Guess what God likes to do? Give them the truth. Give them the life. For God so loved the... How many of y'all, when you walked in here, what was your comments about the world when you saw it hanging here? Go on, give me some of your comments. Richard, what'd you think? It's a beautiful world. Okay, I like that. It's a beautiful world. Come on, y'all. We're going to participate. Balcony, what'd you think about this big world that's blocking your view? Ah, there's a sermon. How many of y'all got the big world blocking your view? Hold on, what'd you think, Balcony? What about it? Big? What else? What about on this side? Awesome. Okay, there's awesome things in the world. What else? Colorful. How many of y'all, the world's not black and white, is it? God did high definition long before we caught on. Huh? What about in this section here? What'd y'all think when you walked in? Come on, tell me. Cloudy. Cloudy. Oh, there's some clouds, isn't there? What else is on this world? Storm. Oh, Chris Allen, storms. So how much is supposed to snow this night, Chris? 3 feet? In fact, Chris, I'm going to use our snowstorms a little bit today, okay? This is a challenge to the church. If you really believe for God so loved the world, we've really been praying. It happened in 8 o'clock, and I bet it's going to happen in here. I'm asking God to disturb us enough that we would follow him. I wish that you all were as disturbed over your friends going to hell as you would be about 3 inches of snow falling in Bowling Green. I mean, when it snows here, now I've lived here most all my life. I've been snowed in one time. And I mean, we had a real snow. It was like 20 plus inches. It froze and we were out of school for forever. Which I thought was a great plan that God had arrived. Y'all, man, it was back in 78. I mean, we had real snow. We had some real drifts. You actually couldn't get your car through them. Other than that, I've never seen us snowed in. Now, you know, there's warnings, don't go out. And that's because here in Bowling Green, none of us can drive sensibly when it snows. That's the real problem. It's not that we're snowed in. It's just that we get excited when it snows and we hit each other as we go down the road. Have y'all noticed that? This is the problem that we have. But you know, when Chris goes, this is a WBKO 13 snowstorm update. There's a possibility of flurries and a half an inch of accumulation. I'm talking IGA's cleaned out, Kroger's cleaned out, Walmart's cleaned out. People are going and getting soda crackers from the Dollar General store because we could be in our houses for 4 months over a half inch of snow. Am I not telling the truth? And nobody drinks milk, but everybody needs milk when it's getting ready to snow. Have you noticed that? Oh, we got to have milk. We're out of milk. We're out of milk. We're out of water. We're going to die. Have y'all ever seen anybody perish over a snowstorm in Bowling Green? A clean out a store. What if we were that intense about for God so loved the world that he wants our neighbor to not go to hell? At church, I'm going to challenge you. You know, I wish I had some kind of exciting plan. I got a real exciting plan, but this one didn't come from us. And in the next 20 years of ministry, as it unfolds, we complete 20 years of ministry. But guess what? So what? We're still on. We're here. How many of y'all glad you're here? I'm going to give you a verse to live by. If you're here, do something. Amen. Don't be done till you're gone. Now, some of you that are a little bit older, I want to let you in on something. Retirement is an absolute scam. And we're fixing to create an economy where you'll see that I'm speaking truth. Some of you all have lived to retire. Now, think about the logic behind this. You've worked yourself to death to do nothing. How much sense does that make? That's not for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he puts in us the heartbeat of the greatest message of all time to all humanity. And he says, live it out to the last breath. How many of y'all got a God like that inside of you? A Holy Spirit that says, use who you are at this moment of time to pronounce who he is. And church, I'm going, you listen, you're followers of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to hand you your first responsibility. We're taking it just from Bowling Green, Kentucky to the what? To the world. Now, what's interesting about Bowling Green, Kentucky, you don't have to go any farther than the Morgantown Road Walmart to find the world. I was in there a couple months ago, and on Morgantown Road Walmart, I call it the International Walmart, the last language they speak there is English. Now, I went, wow, what an exciting moment. Maybe since we wouldn't go to the world, God brought the world. We live in a global community. Whether you like that or not, it really doesn't matter because we just read the scripture. Guess what? For God so loved the world. That means all those standy places that we can't pronounce, you know. That means Asia. That means Europe. That means Australia. That means Brownsville. That means Bangladesh. That means the world. Just kind of look at your neighbor. You know what? You're in the world. Go ahead. You're in the world. Go tell them. You're in the world. Come on, mix it up. You're in the world. You're in the world. Now I want you to give your neighbor a great word, even if you don't know him. You're in the world. And check this out. You're a candidate for God's grace. Just go ahead and let people know that. You're a candidate. You're a candidate for God's grace. You're a candidate for God's grace. How many of y'all believe that? Now, at Hillview, we believe that. Y'all are on the heartbeat today. I want you to know the heartbeat of this church. We have 5 worship services here for one reason, so that people might be connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't buy this theory that you just worship God to worship God. Because I found that every time you worship God, humanity changes. In fact, I can tell you this, if you're in a place and they say they're worshiping God and humanity's not changing, wrong God. Because God always changes people. That's something he's consistent about. Let me ask you a question. When Moses lifted up his staff and they went across that Red Sea, do you reckon Moses was changed forever? Yeah, because they constantly told that story. Do you remember when God delivered the people from Egypt? Now, hold on. Hillview, do you remember when the God who for so loved the world, that God that loves the world so intensely, do you all remember when that God delivered you? So we got to pray for the nations. That's number one today. I want you to start praying for the nation. In fact, I want to challenge you. You got iPhones, you got, T-phones, you got mobiles, you got all these things. I want you to begin to get a map. You can probably download, and just pick a country you're going to start praying for. Pick one that's weird, that you don't know anything about, and just say, God, I got a heart for the people in that country to know you. God's going to take this church to the nations. Now, let me tell you how he does that. One person at a time. One person at a time. You know how we reach the nations? We reach Bowling Green. We reach Bowling Green. One person at a time. Now, think with me for a moment because you're going to be challenged for the next 5 Sundays. How many of you all know somebody that needs to hear the good news of Jesus? You're just a friend, a person that you love deeply, and they just need to hear what Jesus could do in their lives. Here's all I'm asking you to do. Tell them about it. Tell them about it. Tell them about Jesus. He said, well, Pastor Ayers, what would that do? Hold on, let's look at God's plan. If every one of us in here at Hillview Heights Church led, shared the gospel with one person, and they received Jesus Christ, that would be about 6,000 baptisms this year. Let me put that in perspective. That means in 1 year, we would see God do evangelistically, Tim, what he's done here in 20 years. Now, Tim, you've been around a church. Here's what cracks me up about the church. God's already given us a plan, and we waste all his time trying to give him a new one. I don't know the hours of my life that I've wasted with preachers trying to get a plan to reach the world. And finally, I just raised my hand. Tyler, you've been in some of those meetings. And I said, why don't we just do what Jesus said? One for one. You know why we don't like that plan? It'll work. You know, we really don't like that plan. I mean, really, we don't like that plan. Charlo, you know why we don't like that plan? Because with that plan, you really don't get the glory. We're Americans. We like our name on it. Hello? I did this. No, God did that. Only God can change a life. How many of y'all that far along? Only Jesus can change that life. And so when you share Jesus, who changes the life? Jesus does. Now, I want to give you four challenges. I hope you take them. First of all, how many of you in here believe that God loves the world? For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave who? He gave Jesus. He gave Jesus. How many of y'all glad to have Jesus as a part of your reality? Let me help you. Nobody goes to heaven without Jesus. Is everybody clear on that? Have I been clear on that? Because I don't want anybody messed up here. I'm telling you, you look at me on the day of judgment, I'm not buying you. I'm going to go, I told you, I told you, I told you. And you go, well, Pastor Steve, I tried to be a good person. How many of you have found out you can't be a good person? How many of y'all have discovered that? Now, here's the truth. I can be a good person for a little while. How many of y'all are good at temporary goodness? Yeah, me too, depending on what I want. How many of y'all get better around Christmas time than you are any other time of year? Yeah, see? And then January's done falling off. Well, hold on. I can't do it on my own. But hold on. I have a God that loves the what? Okay, you were handed this very inaccurate looking globe here. Did y'all get it? Everybody get a globe? Y'all didn't get a globe? Where are the globes? Rodney, get these people some world, baby. Rodney will take care of it. Rodney can put the whole world in his hand. What do you think about that? But anyway, you're gonna get a little globe, and I want you to have a little globe. These are just to remind you that for God so loves the world. The what, DeMonte? The world. You got a globe, so you were on top of it. He loves the what? World. Who doesn't have a world? Raise your hand if you don't have a world. Here, Rodney, just kind of keep your hands up. Look Pentecostal and they'll get a world to you. Now, hold on. Now, why do I want you to have one? Because here's what I want you to know. This is part of this instruction. This is part of this teaching. Nobody's left out. To me, that's the good news of God. How many of y'all are glad God's not like kickball? How many of y'all remember in third grade playing kickball? Didn't y'all get picked last other than me? Yeah. Well, here you don't get picked last. I'm going to share the world with you. What do you think about that, girl? Isn't that awesome? You got some world. But hold on. That's not what changes it. Jesus. I want you to begin to pray for the world. You know how you start that? Next door neighbor. Your next door neighbor. Now, here's the way we'll win the world from Bowling Green. You know why we built this building over here? To win the world. To win the world. You know why? Some of you all are going to teach the next Billy Graham. How many of y'all realize Billy Graham's about done? He's like 200 years old right now. Billy's old, still clear-minded, still can preach. But guess what? There's going to be a day that Billy goes on. Guess what God's going to do? He's going to raise up somebody else to be able to carry with that kind of influence. They may come from this place. From that building. So we're going to reach the world by doing well. Now, let me give you some things. Here you go, Rodney. Bring some worlds up here. These poor people, their hands are going to fall off before they get the world in their hand. I'm going to ask you today to start praying for that. Today, in just a moment, we're going to come to the altar. And this is a participatory service. Oh, by the way, I expect you to participate today. We're kind of taking it up a notch at Hillview. Guess what? Some of y'all will get real excited and some of y'all will leave. We got to win the world. And here's what I know. We can't win the world sitting in these chairs. What do you think? We can't win the world sitting in these chairs. In fact, I look at Sunday morning like this. This is the huddle. Carrie, did y'all ever huddle? Y'all huddle some even in basketball, don't you? kind of get together and coach draws it up on the board. Now, if you stay there on the board, will you ever win the game? Wrong board. You got to take that board and put it on that board. Well, you know what? We got to take this gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus died on a cross for everybody's sin. Jesus has risen from the grave for everybody's hope of new life. And we got to take it to the what? To the world. So hold up that little world. And if y'all look at your world, it looks like some of them been hit by a tsunami. They're a little adjusted on the continents, okay? But as you look at that world, guess what? That world has been hit by a tsunami. Sin. So I want you to pick a place to pray for. God, I pray for North America. God, I pray for South America. God, I pray for Africa. But guess what? We're just going to start praying for the world. God, that your message will get out to the world. How many of y'all behind that? It's going to take all of us behind that. Because you know what? The world is big, but not impossible. Now, number two, I'm going to encourage you to do this. If you believe for God so loves the world, then guess what you're going to have to start doing? Sharing the message. Now, I know what some of you are going to do. You've been to church and you've got cop-out evangelism. You've been trained in cop-out evangelism. That's what I call it. Some people call it lifestyle evangelism. I call it cop-out evangelism. And you say, well, people can know Jesus by my lifestyle. No, they can't. Just because you don't smoke a cigarette doesn't mean you know Jesus. That just means you're a smoke-free Buddhist. Eventually, you have to tell people what changed you. Just because you don't drink means you're a Christian. Muslims don't drink in public. They're a lot like Baptists. That doesn't mean you're a believer. Just because you lost 50 pounds doesn't mean you're spiritual. It means you're in better shape. But you got to tell them about Jesus. So the second thing is, we got to share this message. And we got to talk about who? You know what our number one problem is here in the South? We want to talk about being good instead of being saved. True? Why, have you ever heard somebody, well, now I follow Jesus and it made me good. It didn't make me good. It brought me to life. And so I became alive in Christ. I no longer have to perish. My sins are forgiven. My possibilities are available. How many of y'all got that kind of faith? That's what goes on in Jesus Christ. Our sin is forgiven. Anybody celebrate that today? That our sin is forgiven. For God so loved the that he. Yeah. He sent his son into this world. That whosoever, anybody who believes in him shall not perish. We got to pray for the nations. We got to share this message. So I want you to begin to think. I'm going to challenge you at the end of these worship experiences, okay? At the end of these worship experiences, I'm going to challenge you at the end. I want you to start praying for one person that you need to share this message to. And guess what? I'm absolutely serious. Harvey, thank God that your father met Jesus.
Amen.
Harvey's father passed away. You know why he did that? He's human. How many of y'all realize that you're going to die? Some of our visitors will look at me, Harvey, and they go, I cannot believe you're talking this real. Well, you want me to lie to you? Well, you want me to tell you you're going to live forever? You're not going to live forever. I'm not going to live forever. There's a moment that we get done with this place. And if my body's all falling apart, I'm ready to go. I don't know what it is why people just want to stay around with everything popping off. Man, when mine's all popped out, I'm done. Lord, take me on. How many of y'all glad to know we got that moment? I mean, for God so loved the world, this is real stuff. Well, guess what? Harvey came up to that altar right there and he said, man, my daddy's not saved. My daddy doesn't know Jesus. We were getting down to the finish line, weren't we, Harvey? Yes, we prayed that Harvey had the strength and the Holy Spirit would open up and draw his father to salvation. Guess what happened the next week? The Holy Spirit drew his father to salvation. Harvey's father received Jesus Christ, who so loved the world that he loved Harvey's father, and Harvey's father's sins were forgiven. And guess what? His reality was repositioned. And when he took his last breath, he took his first breath in heaven because his son realized that that was the great hope of his death. That's how real it is. That's how real it is. So I'm going to tell y'all something. I will fight for the cause of the gospel. Now, I don't fight about what kind of music we sing, because to tell you the truth, I don't care. I don't fight how we rearrange the worship center. I really don't care. I don't fight about stuff that doesn't bring life. But I tell you what I will fight about. I'll fight you tooth and nail when you tell me that the church ought to be a place that we sit and listen and not a place that we're inspired to go change the world. I'll fight you tooth and nail. It's about sharing this gospel. Earl, you got some friends that need to hear the gospel. You better get on it quick. They don't got a lot left on their odometer. Just the truth.
He's working at it.
He's working at it constantly. And God brings them in. Yep. So here's the setup. Start praying for the nations. That may be with your neighborhood first. That leads to the nations. Number two, we got to share this gospel. I'm not playing. I'm not playing. I'm not playing. Some of y'all going to get mad at me because I'm not playing. You know what this church was built on? 20 years ago, we came to an empty building, didn't have any money. We had an organ that was dysfunctional, a piano that was out of tune, and a choir that couldn't sing. And guess what God did? He saved a bunch of people because we had a God who saw the world and was so madly in love with the world, he didn't care how it was presented. He just cared that it was what? Presented. This has never been a comfortable place. Now, some of y'all today understand that, don't you? Well, I'm not in my seat. My tush isn't fitting right. Spirit can't move. I got one broke in. I don't want you to have a seat. In fact, I hope that you will love God so much and you'll love the world so much you'd be willing to give up your seat for somebody that need to know Jesus. When we get back to that kind of passion, we're going to live in a church that only God can create. Hello? Only God can create that kind of church. Third thing is this. How many of you all got to give up something so you can go on? There's just some things you need to give up. There's some old attitudes you need to give up. How many of y'all got some attitudes that just hold you back? You're always thinking you can't. You're always thinking you're bad. You're always thinking you're wrong. Some kind of attitude that just plagues you from being open. You know what? A lot of us don't share Jesus because we think we got to be perfect before we share him. No, the whole point of the message is I want to tell you who is perfect. You know what I start with when I start sharing Jesus? I am absolutely not a perfect person. I make a multitude of mistakes. But here's the good news in my life. Jesus Christ has forgiven me of my sins, and he is perfect. I am not, but he is, and I want you to know about him. Did you hear the scripture? For God so loved the world. Not I love the world, or you love the world, or the church loves the world, that God so loved the world that he sent his son, and his son is perfect. His son is the one, amen? So y'all going to pray for the nations? How many of y'all engage in that? Nations, let's begin to pray for countries. Let's begin to pray. In country, maybe this. God, I want you to bless Plano. That's a country. God, it's a group of people. God, I want you to bless Richardsville. God, I want you to bless Lexington. God, I want you to bless Louisville. Lord, I want you to bless Lithuania. See what I'm saying? It leads to that. Who knows where we'll end up? I'll tell you where we'll end up. All over the world. God wants to change the world. Pray for the world. Share his message. Share his message. For God so loved the world, we need to share that. God, tell somebody what's going on. Amen. Tell somebody. Number three, you know what's holding you back. Ask God to take it away. It may be a habit. It may be an attitude. I'm going to tell you what, attitudes kill us more than habits do. Amen. How many of y'all are already planning to be depressed in February because they tell you you're supposed to be? We pre-program bad news in America. Have you noticed that? They'll start, February is one of the highest suicide months in of all 12 months. You need to start being depressed now. You know why? It's popular to be depressed. People don't like people that see, for God so loved the world and nothing is impossible. They think we're on drugs. Then be on drugs. And say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to live so fervently in you, I believe nothing can hold you back. That message needs to be released. So let God release you. And here's the fourth thing. Here's the fourth thing. We got to advance God's kingdom. It's an advancing message. It gets everybody that will receive it. Amen. Is everybody going to be saved? Everybody that receives Jesus is going to be saved. Hear how I answer that question? People ask me all the time, Pastor Ayers, who's going to be saved? I said, everybody that repents of their sin and receives Jesus Christ. Now, some of us receive him and some of us what? Refuse him. We say, well, I'm going to do it what? I'm going to do it my way. How many of y'all have tried it your way long enough? Come on, talk to me, church. How many of y'all have done it your way? How'd it go? You went to Burger King, you had it your way. How'd it go? My way stinks. I'm just going to tell the truth. My way always stinks. Now, it smells good for a little while, but then the smell rubs off. Stinks. How many of y'all have ever tried? Elizabeth did this to us over the holidays. She lit some kind of maple syrup candle. And then she had to take off all week long. I've been living with a pancake for 4 days. And it doesn't smell good. I called her and I said, I feel like I'm living at Cracker Barrel. I said, don't light that candle. Watch this. We want to, our stuff eventually stinks. How many of y'all have come to that conclusion? You know why? We're sinners in need of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sinners in need of what? The love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, some of you have heard this message before, but you know what? You say, well, Pastor Harris, I don't know why you talk about that all the time, because I hadn't seen you in a baptistry. Y'all sound like some of the football players I get to coach. Oh, it's winter, isn't it? They're all superstars in the weight room. In the weight room, they all walk around, man, I'm going to score 5 touchdowns. You know why? Ain't nobody tackled them yet. John, half of them that are talking, they're going to play. We won't see them after the first hit. That's the way a lot of us are in church, man. We like to talk about the big things we want to be involved in. And then God calls us up to a moment. And guess what we do? Oh, not now, Lord. But Hillview, we've been called up to a moment. To do what? To pray for the nations. To share this good message. To let go of what's killing us. And to breathe into what's bringing us to life. And to do what? Advance the kingdom. Advance the kingdom. How many of y'all realize there's a kingdom wanting out of you? Tell your neighbor, it wants out. Be careful, it wants out, wants out, wants out. So how many of y'all ready to get a little crazy on this city? Some of y'all looking like church people. It's my dreadest fear that y'all become church people one day. You know why? This is what church people look like. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Yep, I want to go to that heaven. Or the one that just fusses at people all the time. Here's the deal. God knows we've messed up. Here's the question. Do you know you have? That's where it starts to change. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. For God so loved the world that he sent his only son, Jesus, into the world. So that sinners would not have to be condemned. Pray for the nations. Share this glorious message. Rhonda, you got time. You're supposed to be retired, whatever that means. I know you're really not retired. You're just readjusted, true?
I'm back.
You're back. Say, I know it. One of those students. Ask God to show you which one. I guarantee it'll happen. So, Pastor Ayers, you're not supposed to be doing that in the public education system. Oh, man. Y'all don't believe our rules, do you? Jesus didn't. You know what I love about Jesus? He never followed our policies. He talked to Samaritan women. He walked on the water where it said, do not swim. He picked grain on the Sabbath. He went to weddings where they drank wine. And not only, he made it. What do y'all think about that? Our Savior was a wine distributor at one moment. Church of Christ going, no, he wasn't. That was grape juice. It had Welch's on the side of those 6 jars. See, we get caught up in every point that misses the point. For God so loved the world that he gave the only possibility of salvation, Jesus Christ. That whoever believes in him shall not perish. Now let me help you understand what that says. And everyone who rejects him will perish. Do you know him? Do you know he loves you? then let him love you. All right, church, we've come to this moment. It's an altar moment. And guess what? The prayers that have been being lifted up, man, by leadership in this church is this, that we'll be altered today. We'd be really changed. That's why they call it an altar, that you might be moved on. Some of you in this room for the first time today, guess what? The Holy Spirit has overwhelmed you with this reality. Truly, God does love you, and truly, you can be forgiven. Some of you today for the first time need to say, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my life. I'm part of the world, and I want to be loved. Lord, forgive me of my what? Sin. I'm sorry. You're real. Forgive me, Jesus, of my sin. I ask you into my life. I believe you died on the cross and risen from the grave. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to walk out of this place headed toward heaven. Some of you today who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, I've asked you to pray for the what? Good work. Y'all talk back to me a little bit. Come on. Look at these little ears. I can't hear when y'all whisper. Huh? Pray for the what? We're going to do that at the altar. Pray for the world. Pray for the nations. Come and pray. God, keep these attitudes away from me that keep me from being active. Now listen, we're going to have an altar as part of this worship experience. I want y'all to come forward. You know what I did at 8 o'clock? I gave an altar, and we're going to end worshiping around this cross, okay? Because here's what I want you to know. Guess what we've never done at Hillview? We've never all done it. In 20 years, we've never all done it. We always got a crew that has to go, well, I tell you what, I don't see it that way. Here's all I'm asking you to do today is participate. You're not going to get shot. And some of you are going, well, I'm a guest here. No, you're not. You made it through a whole service. Because I really want to let you know, there are no guests in heaven. Let's do that over for a minute. There are no guests in heaven. You're either family or you're not. And those who aren't family, go ahead and help you. They're not in heaven. Those who've been touched by Jesus Christ are in the heavenly realm. That's a lot of people in this room. Some of you need to get baptized. You need to get that squared away. You know who you are. The Lord's been calling you to do that. And you've been saying, well, no, watch this. Here's what I don't understand. People tell me all the time, well, I'm not ready. Well, what do you have? You got to put on a robe. You got to be changed by Jesus Christ. If you're changed by Jesus Christ, you're ready. Baptism does not make you perfect. Jesus does. But it sure does seal the deal. And Tyler, you know why people are scared of baptism? It calls commitment. Well, we're calling commitment today at Hillview. We're calling you out. If you're following Jesus Christ, man, we want to gather at this cross praying. If you've not been baptized, receive him. Be baptized. If you've received him and not be baptized, follow through with obedience. If you know that you need to let go of some things and let the Holy Spirit vibrate in you a little more, then what do you need to tell God to do? God, I'm ready to let go and get it on. What do you think God's going to do if you pray that prayer? He's going to get it on in you. So let it happen. How many of y'all got a friend, a loved one? How many of y'all got an enemy? Anybody here got an enemy? All right, some of y'all need to go get some enemies, because guess what that means? That means you absolutely stand for nothing if you don't have any enemies. Some of y'all got some enemies. You just ain't raising your hand. Yeah, I got enemies. I got people who don't like me at all. I'm glad. There's some people I don't want to like me. Amen. Listen, if you like messing with people's lives, if you like tearing people apart, if you like criticizing and busting on people, you don't love people, then you don't like me. Because I believe there's hope for every human being. You know what Jesus says to do with the enemies? Pray for them. Could be the greatest year we've ever seen together if we'll all step what?
Forward.
Together. So we're going to have this prayer. So y'all go ahead and stand up. We're coming to the cross. Y'all go ahead and stand up. Pastors, as you all come forward, we may have some elders in here. I want y'all to come and pray over people. Balcony. Y'all know where those steps are? Y'all don't dim the lights too much, guys. They got to walk down steps. We need people saved, not injured. Okay, here we go. Y'all see the steps, balcony, talk to me. There you go. Let's meet around this cross. If you need to ask Jesus Christ in your life, pastors are going to be right here. You raise your hand around this cross, and we're going to make sure that you pray that prayer, and you know that Jesus Christ is Savior. Only He can do it. If you need to be baptized, we're going to have a fantastic baptismal service at the end of this month. I mean, off the hook, God doing baptisms. So come and be a part of that, okay? Let's see God do great things, all right? Y'all with me? Now, let me help you before we get started so we don't have any problems. If y'all stand here and stare at this cross, I'm going to be severely aggravated today. And let me tell you why I'm going to be aggravated. There are Christians that met today and they were in basements hoping they would not be shot. They weren't worried about their parking place or their comfortable seat. They were worried about, is this the last day I live? And so I don't think it's too strong a commitment that I ask you to come forward together as a church, as a group of followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, gathered around the greatest message of all, hoping that whoever is in this room is not saved would be saved. And until we get back to that attitude, guess what we'll do? We'll sit here and stare at each other. There's one truth, one direction. It's right there. North, south, east, west. Where do I go, Lord? Well, guess what? Here's where I go. I come to you, Lord, and from here, you will move me in the right direction. Amen? Let's pray and let God have His way. Please be stirred. Be open to God's movement right now. Lord, we thank you for this cross. We thank you for the greatest message on earth. We thank you that you have loved us so much that you have died for us. Now, if you know you need to receive Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask you to just start coming forward so our pastors can minister to you. Or you need to be baptized. We want to get you signed up for that. So I'm just going to ask you right now that you start moving forward. I know there are people that have been called by God today to be saved. That's why God wanted us to talk about this today. So don't refuse Him. If you've never been baptized, you need to get that taken care of. Just let one of our preachers talk to you. One of the pastors talk to you, all right? Let's get that taken care of. Now, we're going to call this altar forth. Don't stand there and stare. There's nothing more important right now than what we've got to concentrate on. Are you going to be a part of God doing some great things? So in the name of Jesus right now, this altar's released. Pray for the salvation. Pray for baptism. Pray for your life. Pray what you need to leave behind. Pray what you need to send forward. But right now, church, let God have His way in this moment. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.